The All-American Half Pound. Beef pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato. Or in the case of last night, NWA.
はプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メットフォード 91.5FM。
I just want to say one word to you, just one word.
Yes sir.
Are you listening?
Yes I am.
Plastic
strawberries.
Good evening and welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio show, it's a genre jumping sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform. Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert. And what we do here on a Plastic Sushi Sound Collage is to always start off with some Japanese music and then go genre jumping, mixing it up with jazz, funk, punk, metal, electronic, country, disco, ambient, as wide a variety of different musical styles as we can, with the rule being they all need to match our theme du jour. And then what really makes it a sound collage is we mix in audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, in between and on top of the music. So our theme tonight is birds, and we're going to be playing songs about birds or from bands named after birds or that are somehow otherwise related to that theme. We just heard from the Japanese artist Jenka and her song The Day I Became a Bird from this outstanding compilation album, Japan Not For Sale, Volume 1, which actually I believe went out just to radio stations and other people who could promote the artist, as opposed to the other Japan For Sale series, which is commercially available, Volumes 1 through 3 at least. Well, let's start the rest of your Labor Day long weekend Friday night sound collage party with, of course, another Japanese band. And that would be Shonen Knife with a song called Parrot Polynesia.
I'm going back and clean the crackers out of my bed. I'm expecting company.
his lyrical hat and a tattooed gown. Ride a white swan that the people of the Belgian wear your hair long, baby, can't go wrong. Catch a bright star and a place it on your forehead. Say a few spells and baby, there you go. Take a black cat and sit you down your shoulder, and in the morning you'll know all you know.
Thank you. Feeding the birds is truly a rewarding hobby, but what kind of seed should you serve? Hi, I'm Josiah Wade, and this is the Ohio Outdoor Notebook. Birds are divided into two groups based on seed preferences and feeding habits. Tree-dwelling birds include chickadees, finches, and jays. They're really crazy about black oil sunflower seed, which is an energy-rich food. These birds eat out of hanging feeders. Ground-feeding birds include sparrows, juncos, and doves. Their favorite meal is white millet, and as the name implies, they like to eat on the ground. Thistle seed is very popular with goldfinches and house finches, while cracked corn will attract starlings and blackbirds. Buy only fresh, healthy-looking seed to avoid making your feathered friends sick. This is a public service of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and this station.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This evening, our theme is birds. And we began that first main set of the show with, of course, a Japanese band, Shonen Knife and Parrot Polynesia. And then Mark Bolan and T-Rex, a classic rock song, Ride a White Swan. And the Beatles followed that with And Your Bird Can Sing. And then a Fatboy Slim remixed recreation, Sunset, Bird of Prey, with a posthumous appearance vocally by Jim Morrison of The Doors. And of course, a lot of money needed to be paid for that, because that's the way Fatboy Slim and his record companies work, as opposed to Girl Talk, who mixes so many different things together into his sound collage creations, 300 of them or more on a single album of his. And he claims fair use, so he's not paying a penny for that, but he also gives his music away for free. Quite a difference. And we finished off musically in that set with Steve Harris and Where Eagles Dare from an album called Slave to the Power, the Iron Maiden tribute. And Josiah Wade concluded that set with a public service message from the Ohio Outdoor Notebook, all about the right kind of feed to get for the birds that you're maybe trying to attract. So, in the last set, every song was about birds, and that's opposed to some music we'll be hearing a little bit later on from bands named after birds, like the Yardbirds, the Eagles, and Penguin Cafe Orchestra, later in the show. And coming up in the next set, though, of particular note, I wanted to let you know ahead of time, we're going to be hearing from the great 12-string American black blues man, Lead Belly. And we're also going to be hearing from Bulgaria with the absolutely wonderful a cappella group, Cosmic Voices of Bulgaria. But to start off the next set, we're going to hear a piece from two of the most pioneering innovators in electronic music. And they made popular, rather than what would be considered more avant-garde, use of electronic synthesizers and also tape loops, starting in the 60s, 1965. And this particular piece that we're going to hear was apparently based on a classical piece, Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Little Swans. But this piece is quite a bit different from from that, at least textually for sure. So here's Gershon Kingsley and Jean Jacques Perry with Swan Splashdown on the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford.
Sunday, a Baptist church, and had a preacher which was the pastor of that church. Instead of he going to church that Sunday, he went out and tried to kill a gray goose, and the goose is still laughing at him. One Sunday morning, Lord, 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 preacher went a hunting. Lord, 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 he carried along a shotgun. Lord, 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 don't come a gray goose. Lord, 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 the gun went off balloon. Lord, 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 don't come the gray goose. Lord, 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 it was 6 feet to hauling. Lord, 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 then my wife and your wife. Lord, 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 give a feather picking. Lord, 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 they were 6 feet to picking. Lord, 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 put him on a pebble. Lord, 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 he was 6 feet to boiling. And they put him on a table. And the fork wouldn't stick him. And the knife wouldn't cut him. And they throwed him in the hog bin. And the hog couldn't eat him. And they put him in the sawmill, and the saw couldn't cut him, and they broke the saw deep out. And the last time I see him, Lord, 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 flying across the ocean, Lord, 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 with a long thing of golden, Lord, 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 and all quack, 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 Lord, Lord, Lord.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Hi, ma'am. Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Yes, I'm looking to buy bird feed.
Okay.
Do you have bird feed?
Yes.
What sort of bird feed do you have?
What are you looking for?
Well, I want to feed those little swallops or swallops. What are they? They fly all about with the, like the hummingbirds. They stand all in one spot there while they rip the things out of the little hanging thing.
Oh, okay. So you want to feed wild bird feed?
Yes, but I don't want to give them seeds and bird feeds that's going to make them attack anybody near my home. Because as it is right now, the birds that I have, they attack my dogs and my horses.
Okay, well, I don't know what kind of feed those little birds.
They swoop down. They swoop and they bite and nip my horse in his face. And they bit my horse's teeth and his face right out.
Okay.
They're bad birds. I think they're like crows or something.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, they're awful, nasty, awful things. And they go, whoop, beaten, like whipped down like that. They go... They swing down like that. And they go, gark, gark. And they scare my horsey. And then my horsey, when he got scared, he booted me across the barn because he was angry with the birds.
I see.
All I need is some seed.
Well, we sell wild bird feed.
Hi. Hi. Ma'am?
Oh, yes.
Yes. I need bird seeds.
The bird feed we sell is wild bird feed.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You're selling me wild bird seeds, and that's going to make these birds crazy. They're already wild enough. I don't need them any more crazy. Please. Please.
Well, what do you want?
I don't want the birds nasty and wild. I want regular bird seeds, not wild ones.
Scratch?
Pardon me?
Bird feed. We have a feed called Scratch.
Oh, I fed that to my chickens, and then ended up in the morning going cock-a-doodle-doo, cock-a-doodle-doo in my window. And I don't need that, but I don't need Scratch.
Okay,
can my horses eat my bird feed without getting sick? Is that possible? Because I notice sometimes it'll grow grass. My horses won't get sick, will they?
They shouldn't.
Right, because one time I left my shoes in the mud. I had mud, and the horses ate my shoes, and they were very sick. Very sick.
Well, the only other feed we have is cockatiel feed, and that's it. You probably need to call a pet shop.
If I come in, will you sell me one of the cockatiels then?
If you want, sure.
And they say, hi, mister, how are you? Hello?
I don't know. I have no idea.
But you do train them over there, or no?
We sell the cockatiel feed.
Oh, you don't sell the birds, the actual birds.
No.
One time I had one that was trained like that, could say, hello, sir, thank you very much. Did you have a very good day? Thank you. I'm sorry. I must be taking up too much time. I'll stop by and buy some of that feed.
Okay.
All right, dear.
Bye.
Thank you, honey.
Okay, bye-bye.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Thank you. Would you do it for a Scooby snack?
Let you in on a little secret. Every day, once a day, give yourself a present. Don't plan it, don't wait for it, just let it happen. It could be a new shirt at the men's store, a catnap in your office chair, or two cups of good hot black coffee.
Would you like some chicken? I've got more.
Coffee.
tonight here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. Our theme is birds. And we began that last set with two electronic innovators, composers and musicians, Gershon Kingsley and Jean-Jacques Perry. And that was Swan Splashdown. I found that off of a very cool compilation, Easy Rhythms for Your Cocktail Hour. Then we heard from the great American black bluesman, Lead Belly, who played a 12-string acoustic guitar. And that was a piece called Grey Goose, with a bit of a story in there first. Then talking about stories, yeah, the Jerky Boys. A crank phone call of sorts called Bird Feed. And then we heard from the Cosmic Voices of Bulgaria and Polente P, A Bird Is Singing. Chick Corea followed that with a nice jazz piano piece, The Falcon. And then we finished things off with those hard-hitting psychobilly rockers, Nashville Pussy, Fried Chicken and Coffee. And I needed to use my sonic hammer of the gods to smash out a lot of bad words in that piece. So, you know, it's still summer, and there are a number of local farmers markets where you can buy fresh Massachusetts-grown vegetables, fruits, berries, herbs, flowers, honey, and yes, even baked goods are available for sale. There's three of them in the Medford-Somerville area. There's the Medford Farmers Market that takes place every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. in Medford Square, right behind City Hall. And there's free parking in the lot between City Hall and the market, if you're interested in checking that out again and you need to drive there. Yeah, Thursdays from 3 to 7 p.m. in Medford Square. And then in Somerville, there's the Davis Squares Farmer Market, and that's on Wednesdays from noon through 6 p.m. in the lot at Herbert and Day Streets. And then on the other side of Somerville, in Union Square, there's a Saturday Farmer's Market from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., right smack in the middle of Union Square Plaza. And then there's also the Somerville Mobile Farmer's Market, and that's basically, well, tomorrow on Saturdays, they're from 11 to 12:30 p.m. over at the North Street Housing Development, 167 Powder House Boulevard. And then from 1 to 3, they move over to the Mystic Housing Development on Mystic Avenue. And if you want more information, because they're also on Fridays, and they've got other dates and times that they move the truck around, but just go to your favorite search engine and type in Somerville Mobile Farmers Market to find out more information about that. And this has been a public service message from all of us fruits and vegetables here at WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Community Radio. So backing me up, I've got some morning songbirds and also some help from Brian Eno and Harold Budd. And this piece here, more that piece, is an Ark of Doves off of one of the essential ambient albums, Ambient 2, The Plateau of Mirror, from, of course, a collaboration between Brian Eno and Harold Budd. Well, let's continue your Friday night sound collage party. And we're going to have a rather amazing acoustic guitar player coming up next. In fact, well, we're also going to be hearing in the next set from outstanding bluesgrass folk musicians Clarence Ashley and Doc Watson. and some jazz with Weather Report, and even some Prince in the next set. But we are going to start it off with Kaki King. And, you know, she does some amazing stuff with her fingers. This piece is called All the Landslides Birds Have Seen Since the Beginning of the World.
Sex with the chicken. I won't do it again. Bye bye.
I'm as free as my age is a bird in a cage. I'm as free as the birds I can be. Twilight Zone.
The hard part about playing chicken is knowing when to flinch.
Would you like some chicken? I've got more.
Thank you.